Works Committee meeting to order at 6:30 on December 6, 2021. With Counselor Thomas present, Counselor Gambay calling in and not here this evening. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
No, sir.
Can I get approval of minutes for November 1st, 2021?
I approve the minutes.
I'll second that. The minutes that have been approved. Do we have any public comment?
I got nothing.
Gary, do we have anybody calling in?
No.
Any committee member comments?
Not this time.
The only thing I have, Gary, is there any way we can get ODOT to come in and do some patching on Ivy at all?
I can reach out to them again. They're somewhat responsive most of the time.
Okay, well, thank you.
But I can reach out to them tomorrow. Do you have specific spots or?
Well, when you come across.
Starting at First and going to 18th?
Well, right here, it's Six, coming across Six and right down by the Shell gas station there, what is that, Second?
Shell?
That big hole.
Oh, yeah.
Second, Sixth, and Tenth. Okay, I'll run it tomorrow too and take a look.
Okay, thank you. Director Capping, you wanna discuss the water and the sewer resolution?
Okay, so I wanted to get this in front of you guys prior to starting budget. Last year, I didn't get this to you until May when the budget was almost completed and to kind of felt like maybe I trapped you into it last year, you know, being the budget was done. So this is a request for you guys to review and hopefully approve the resolution for the annual rate increase in water and sewer. It's the same rate increase that we did last year. You know, when we did the rate study, this was a recommendation from SES Engineering that went in front of the council and was voted and passed to accept their resolution. So if we go ahead and move forward with this one, this would replace the two resolutions that we put in place last year, which would raise the rates again. The average increase for residential customer is about $2.48 for water, and the increase for sewer would be about $2.27, which is a little less than last year. So, but I want to make sure I get this in front of you before we start the budget process. If you guys pass this at the council level, this rate doesn't go into effect till July 20th. So it's not like we raised rates in July, we're going to raise them again in January. We're not going to raise them till July 20th. But this way it gets me out in front of it so I can do the budget properly and not be guessing whether it's going to pass or not pass. So happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Mr. Edwin, you said a annual increase. Does that mean it's going to go up again that much?
Next year, yeah. I think there's 2 years left of this. It was a 5-year study. So water and sewer went up every year for 5 years. Sanitation went up once. And it's the same resolution, well, it's the same rate increase until the very last year, and then one of them is only 2%.
Thank you.
And like I said at the beginning of the meeting, Councilor Gambay texted me and wanted to me to let you know he was in favor of this moving forward to council and supported it, as he was on the council when this was voted in at that time. So I have attached the resolutions, draft resolutions for your review if you want to review those. And And then the other thing that I attached is SES's recommendation for rate increases. So if you look in 2024, water only goes up 2% instead of 6.5%. But if we want to, you know, if we want to continue to do projects like we're doing now and try and offset the cost of the sewer treatment plant when it comes in, we really need to continue to raise these rates so I can continue to get the work done that we promised we would do.
I agree, as much as I hate to think about my bill going up also, but no, but it has to be done. Everything has gone.
It's still cheaper here than other places.
Yes, other places.
Well, it's way cheaper here than other places, yes. As much as people want to complain about it, you go out to Vinita and see what your sewer bill is.
Coburg.
Coburg's the same way. Their water's not real expensive, so. You know, and I'm happy to explain this to any customer that calls, why we're doing it, what we're using the money for. We're not just going out and purchasing equipment and, you know, just being irresponsible with the money. The money's actually going to projects and to offset the cost of that sewer treatment plant, which we all know is coming. So
when does that have to be?
We've started the pre-design right now. We're waiting for DEQ to give us what the parameters are in Flat Creek versus the parameters in the Long Tom. They sent me a letter saying, okay, we're going to approve you stay in Flat Creek, but they're going to be stringent. Well, what's that mean? I mean, I can't have my engineer do a cost analysis to go to Flat Creek or the Long Tom if you don't tell me what the parameters are. So I've sent them a letter back asking them to tell us what the parameters are so we can make a informed decision. Our engineer can do a good design on both of those. We can come up with a cost analysis that I can bring to you all and say, okay, if we stay in Flat Creek, here's how much money it is. If we go to Long Tom, here's how much money it is. But until I get those numbers, I'm guessing, you know. So pre-design, once pre-design starts, we have 300 days to get it done. It goes back to them. They look at it. Then we start full design. I think we have another 300 days to get full design done. And then we get into construction, and we have so much time to get to 50%, so much time to get 75%, and then 100%. So it's about a 5-year process.
Thank you.
So it's going to take about 5 years to build that, along with the nature trail through there, too?
Yeah, well, that's part of the design that he's working on, is incorporating that in. So, yeah, but you know, I mean, some of that cost comes up front because we're gonna have to start taking out loans to cover the rest of that cost, whatever we can't offset with the rate increases. And so once those loans come out to start construction, that's when that rate will really get noticed, where we're spending all the money extra from the rate increase towards burning that down instead of borrowing so much money. So.
You want to take it back to council?
Yeah, I think we should.
I think we should too. We'll bring it back to council.
Okay. It will be there January. Not next week, but January. That'll be fine, because that's when I've got to get. Michael sent me all this stuff to start my, where I think I'm going to end the year and then get into the budget process mid-January. So.
I guess we'll move right on to the agenda forecast for this year.
Okay, so of course I added this under current business, and then there was something I removed that we had already done. Oh, some of the street projects that we've already done. Front Street and the bike path, I removed those from pending or future business because those are done. We're still waiting for a couple dry days for 4th Street and 9th Street, but they should be done by spring, the latest.
How did we come along on the public works building?
It's done. The only thing I'm waiting for now is a bid for paving, which I don't know if we can afford to do or not. We'll see what the bid comes in at. That's still on here, isn't it? I didn't take that off. But it's completed. We were waiting. We put gas heaters in there, and the gas company wouldn't turn the gas on until we put external regulators on, even though they have internal regulators. So, but that's done now, and the heat's on, and we've been using the building. So it's, here it is. Remove this. Okay. I will take that off.
What about our test wells? Have you heard any more back from anybody?
Last time, the price went up. So what I've told our engineer to do is go back to the well driller that originally bid like 85 grand a well and find out what we're asking for that we shouldn't be asking for. Because we're asking for something we shouldn't. Because basically at 85 grand, or the next bid that came in the second time around was $154,000. That's basically a full-blown well. So what are we, so I asked him to go back and say, you know, if we just drill a 2-inch monitoring well so we can get water quality out of it, we know where we hit water, right? I just need to know if the water's good enough to use. So I want him to go back and rebid this as a 2-inch test well and get the water quality, which should drop the price significantly because you're not putting the casing or anything like that in. So, yeah, we did not, we still, even though I put it back out, we didn't get, we only got one bid.
How do you think people would be desperate?
So, I was actually going to put a call into Filter Well Drilling out here. He can't do a certified test well for the city. His license doesn't allow it. So, but the cost I'm getting, would it be beneficial for us to pay for him to get the license to do it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to give Bill a call this week and talk to him about why he can't do it, what it takes to get there, or even just pick his brain about what I'm asking for that I shouldn't be asking for. So I still am not letting this go. I want to have these drilled before summer so we know what we're doing.
Council Thomas, you got anything else you want to put in there?
No, sounds like he covered
it better
as far as I know.
Well, let's move on to other business. Council Thomas, you got anything?
Actually, no. I had it taken care of before we got here. So.
I would just like you to go back to your crew and tell them thank you for putting up the banner again and all the Christmas decorations.
It looks
very
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's all I have.
Alrighty. We did get the tree back up on the tower. This is going to be the last year I can use that tree up there that we had to doctor it up. So I have to look for something different after Christmas is over here.
What, are you running out of duct tape?
Well, no, it just had a section of lights go out this time, so. You know, when I put that up there, it was intended for, you know, indoor use, and we figured, well, we'll put it up there 1 year, and it was such a hit that now I can't let it go, so.
No.
I'll wait till Christmas is over and they start having sales on Christmas stuff, and then we'll go buy something else for it, so.
And you might look at the ReStore. They have some pretty nice Christmas trees.
Yeah.
For 30, 40 bucks.
Yeah, I want to go taller, too.
How tall is that one?
12. Like, go 14, 16, somewhere in that range. But, and then we want to do something over here at the community center, too. So I put a call into a tree farm for a tree over there, but they have not returned my call. Imagine that. So.
To donate a tree, or
just... we'll buy it. I don't care. I just wanted to get one up over for the community center. So.
The whole bunch of trees I saw today. Going into Harrisburg, there's a little a markdown market just across from that little square, and they had some pretty looking.
Okay,
trees.
We'll take a look. I just haven't had a chance to run around.
It wasn't a good day to be out there running around. Well, you just, you know, you've been out there.
business. We'll call this adjourned at 6:45.
About exactly how long the community development meeting lasted.